Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Darnell Mooney one-on-one at the bottom. Cousins looks right. Has a man! Touchdown, Drake London! And we are tied with the extra point to come.
And that was not any old extra point. 15-yard penalty on Drake London for celebrating the go-ahead touchdown with less than a minute to play. Is it a rule... If you do a gun celebration, you have to get flagged? Because it looked like he kind of shot a Tommy gun.
Yeah.
Is that a Tommy gun?
With the two hands like that?
Two hands like that? Like, yeah, right?
I think that's probably right.
He got flagged for celebration. And, yeah, that's what I've got. You cannot celebrate with gun gestures.
Yeah. In the last segment, we were talking about the passing a little bit. And like, hey... What was Rodgers doing in 2020? What was Cousins doing in 2020, 4 years ago? Some of these guys that have aged out a little bit that are just no longer in the league. So through two games this year, there are only five quarterbacks that have thrown for 500 total yards.
Okay.
In the first 2 weeks. And the number one guy on that list is Brock Purdy at 550 yards. In 2020... number one in the league was 727, which was Josh Allen, by the way. And there weren't five quarterbacks that had thrown for over 500. There were 20 quarterbacks that had thrown for over 500, including...
That is the COVID year when there's no defense, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's no crowd noise. You would think the COVID year would be
okay,
offenses have complete freedom to do whatever they want.
That might be right. Would this be too tough for trivia? Guys that threw for 500 in those first 2 weeks that don't start anymore, that aren't playing right now?
Like Jameis.
Jameis, yeah. Carson Wentz threw for 500. Is Minshew on this year's
list? He is playing right now. He is.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. There's Deshaun Watson with a big number. Cam Newton.
Yeah.
For New England, threw for 552. Rivers, 577. Teddy Bridgewater, 636. And then Matt Ryan, 723 yards in those first 2 weeks in that year. The crowd point is maybe a good one, though, about the differences.
Yeah, every offense was able to do whatever it wanted.
Yeah.
Check to this, check to that, do whatever you need to.
Allen, 727 yards through two games that year.
Yeah.
Man.
He might have 600 this year if they needed him to. But again, we've seen two games,
right?
And in the second game, they didn't really need him. He had short. Chris Brown made the point about short fields.
Yep, that's right. He threw his 15th. I think it's he threw his 15th pass attempt with 7:30 left in the second quarter, and he threw four passes the rest of the game. So, if that he was maybe tracking, I think it's why the Bills' like neutral situation pass rate actually went up last week, because nothing after like the 5 minute mark of the second quarter counted, because they were like their win probability was like 90% from the James Cook run on. So for those numbers, like more than half their game didn't even count, and Allen would have ended up with, instead of 19 attempts, if the Dolphins had pushed them on offense, he might have ended up with 38 attempts in that game easily.
Yeah. One thing from last night's game, the Monday night, are the Eagles and the Falcons. I don't want to put a Twitter poll up about this, but we could. The Bills score a touchdown to tie the game with 34 seconds left. There's a celebration penalty. Tyler Bass comes out for a 48-yard extra point. How do you feel? I'm not trying to get after Tyler Bass, but
yep.
I saw yesterday you were tweeting some stats about this, and it's kind of funny that maybe I'm just this blind spot to kickers, because I'll admit, I'm too obsessed with offense, and I want the Bills to score 50 every week, and I know that's probably not possible, but my goal would be score 50 every week and go for fourth downs, and you know, you've got Josh Allen, let's lean all the way into the offense. But the Bills are going to need kicks from Tyler Bass, and 48 yards, I don't know how you'd feel about that. The number of kickers, it kind of was jarring to me to find out yesterday that the league is Were there any 50-yarders last night? I mean, you had the...
I'll find out. Not that I remember.
Because going into last night, the league was 34 of 39 from 50.
There was no... 39 was the long yesterday. Okay. Yeah.
34 of 39 from 50.
Yeah.
Kickers are so good.
All right. So when Tyler Bass is, you know, from that distance, the number I had was he was 63%. Like, there are kickers that are 20 percentage points better than that.
Yeah.
From that distance. By the way, worth mentioning with those numbers, there could be a little bit of a Buffalo effect for that, right? Weather being different than a guy that plays in Detroit who's kicking
all right
14 of his 17 games are indoors, right? Well, and I'm not saying that's worth 20 points difference, but it could be a small difference.
It helps, right?
Yeah.
We need venue adjusted.
Yeah, maybe. But either way, like it's not to completely destroy the point. Like Bass is not as good from 50 plus as a lot of other kickers in the NFL are. So, all right, 48 yards.
How would you feel?
I don't know. I feel like it.
And that was outdoors last night.
Yeah, that's right.
How would you feel?
I mean, I feel like it's a coin flip. By the numbers, I feel like it's a little bit better than a coin flip, but my vibes going into the kick is it's a coin flip. I'm nervous about him making a 48-yard field goal or a 48-yard extra point to win a football game. He just missed a 45-yarder on Thursday night. He missed, you know, the Chief one. He missed one against Pittsburgh. Like, there's a lot of misses on the top of the mind.
He missed one in Philly last year.
Right. He, though, has yet, in my opinion... I guess the Eagle game was this a little bit. I was about to say, like, he's really yet to cost them a game for me. At least maybe at the buzzer like that. Like, at the end, he's got a kick on his foot.
And he just blows it.
And he misses it.
He doesn't have a what's the Vikings guy?
Oh.
Blair Walsh. He doesn't have a Blair Walsh miss.
Wasn't that one, like...
Double doink?
Wasn't that also, like, 30 yards? Like,
maybe.
It was a really short one. Yeah, he doesn't, like... I remember even
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Even Hauschka miss at the end against Cleveland in like 29. They're at Cleveland and he has a kick to win it at the end and he misses. Like, I remember him missing one from that area. I don't remember Bass with the game on his foot at the end missing a kick. Where, like, the game is, it's down to this kick, one way or another. Again, the Chief loss is not that for me in the playoffs because I just had no confidence that they were going to stop Kansas City in a minute 20 from getting 35 yards to get into field goal range.
I'm looking up kicks that he's made. Like, thinking back kicks that he's made. The first one I thought was Detroit. Remember that throw, Allen to Diggs in Detroit? How far was that? It was 45 yards to win at the buzzer.
Okay.
Got that one.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I don't...
He had one against the Dolphins here in when the playoffs? Snow in the stadium. No, end of the regular season.
Oh, that's right. It was...
But that kick was like 30-something.
Okay.
Probably.
In
like,
the
I
snow.
Was pretty short.
In the snow.
Yep, in the snow.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I fully understand any Bills fan or any Bills coach that right now thinks He's got to get it back. He's got to get the mojo back. Sometimes you just, this happens. We always want an explanation for this and like, well, if you're not cutting it, you got to go, right? It's not quite the same as Marvin Harrison didn't run fast. Is there a problem there? And then the week later, he ran fast. Because Bass has done the job. But of all the jobs in the league, you know, you're not really, well, it's the offensive system, that's the reason. Or his weapons got hurt, or this or that. You know, the only thing we think about with Bass and kicking is, well, there was Holder Gate for a while there, right? Who's going to win the punting job based on who holds better?
Yep.
Because it's important to have a good holder. I fully understand fans that would be nervous about Bass, and I just don't know if the Bills would have any sort of idea to do anything about it.
I don't really know what they can do about it.
No.
They'd have to roster two kickers.
Right. Mike and Kenmore. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Good. Thanks, Mike.
So, yeah, you know, that playoff miss, it looms big for me. He missed a big kick in a big game. And when he steps up to kick, there's no other player on the Bills team where I think, like, oh, if they're in, this is questionable whether or not this is going to happen. Like, we don't think that about Allen. We don't think that about our receivers. Everybody's solid. Every time he comes up, and even the people that sit around me in the stands, we all look at each other and we say, oh, here we go. Let's see what happens this time. The two kicks, you know, maybe this wasn't him at the end of the game. You know, the kick that went out of bounds at the end of the game and the one that didn't go into the end zone that they returned for a touchdown, if those are special teams calls, I guess, okay, that's on the special teams coach, which is a whole other topic that I can't get past is the special teams calls on this team. But, I mean, if he kicked that ball out of bounds, that's on him. If he couldn't reach the end zone on the kick, that's on him. I just – it reminds me of, and I hate to say this, when I used to watch Sabres hockey, and there'd be shots from the blue line on Ryan Miller, and you're like, okay, this is going in. Like, same thing with Tyler Bass. Anything over 50 yards, I'm thinking he's missing. And last week in the Kansas City game are huge in my mind. I just I don't have confidence in them. I think that every other team that's solid has a fantastic kicker, and I think we should be looking for that. We should strive for the best, not just for, okay, we got a guy that can make it sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, as you know, we're going to break in here, but maybe we should dig more into this. Maybe it's the Mahomes factor that makes me not care about that kick. If that's a kick against the Steelers and it's Mason Rudolph, like, that's a problem. You lost the game there. And the game situation is the same. Like, you give me that same scenario, oh, 4th and 9 to tie the game late. Yeah, like, it's funny, Mike.
Almost kind of saying, though, like, it's not up to Bass what the game situation is.
That's right. Like, yeah, he kind of makes a point here. Like, that was a big kick in a big moment, and he missed. And that is undeniable. Even if in my heart I'm thinking, I don't care if he makes this, Mahomes is going to drive them down, and Harrison Butker is going to make his kick. So that's one that, you know, you might not have loved your chances to hold off Mahomes there, but Bass's miss made sure you didn't get a chance to.
Yeah.
And all you want is a chance to.
There are 24 kickers since Bass entered the league that have kicked 100 kicks in the NFL. He's better than two of them in field goal percentage.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like the numbers, kicking, I think, is more about, you could just, it's a number on a piece of paper. More than any other position. Like, other positions, like, okay, it can be tougher. You don't always know the play call. You don't always know the player responsibility. You don't know with a receiver, the quarterback factor, right? Did he run the right route? Did the quarterback airmail? And we just forgot about it because that happened in week 3, and now it's week 10. Kicking's easy. You just look at the percentages. That's it. How good are you? It's right there, front and center. And there are 24 guys that have kicked 100, and he's the third worst. Like, that's not great.
Hey, at least it's not the Will Levis lateral to Tajay Spears.
Ooh. Week 2 doinks. His coach, by the way,
got after him.
Good. Man, he did it in postgame too. Like, he's got a comment about how, like, yeah, he did this last week too.
Yep.
Like, man, really? Hey, I know he maybe deserves to be thrown under the bus a little bit.
It's
but
not even thrown under the bus. It's just actual honest evaluation in public forums, which we don't see from NFL coaches.
That's the thing, right? You never see that from a coach.
Yeah.
Which, on some level, I can appreciate.
All right.
On another level, I feel like it's probably tough if you're a Titans fan this morning about that coach and quarterback.
Bills, Jags coming your way Monday. The Jags 0-2. Bills opened as 4.5-point favorites. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550 is our number, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.